This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2016. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded January 9th, Australia, Bougainville, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea South, Mongolia, Netherlands, North America, Puerto Rico, Sweden, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ron Howard says, Al Curtin, the general manager of 4KZ in Queensland, sent an email along with a picture explaining what happened today to his medium wave transmitter on 531 kHz. The reason it was off this morning, January 3rd at 5:30, a frog literally croaked across the tower's spark gap with 8 kilowatts. However, his shortwave is still going 5055. Ron Howard reports it from Asilomar State Beach in California, January 5th. Random listening between 10:35 and cutoff at 12:37:37. Mostly pop songs, some commercials, and unreadable news. We're all concerned about the terrible bushfires in Australia, and we hope all our listeners are okay. As for our affiliate Unique Radio in Gunnedah, New South Wales, we were concerned that the fires might be getting close there from some of the maps. It's north of Sydney, just east of 150 longitude east. But Tim Gaynor replies, no fires in my area, just smoke from other fires elsewhere. Thanks for your concerns. Ron Howard also reports about 3325 NBC Bougainville. As of January 5th, I've not heard them on the air recently. Finally, he did hear them on January 9th from 1101 until off at 1146 after a short absence. Decent reception with nonstop coverage of speeches made before Parliament. And playing some pop music, frequent time checks, but it suddenly cut off the air. On this occasion, there was no interference from Indonesia on the same frequency. 2598 USB is an interesting frequency to monitor marine weather broadcasts from Newfoundland and vicinity. And there are several schedules showing all of these stations exactly when they transmit. However, on January 8th, I was hearing marine weather in English by Robotic YL at 0655 UT. And there was a slight reverb. I wondered if there could be two transmitter sites emitting the same feed. The marine weather did concern the northern Grand Banks off Newfoundland, but I could not catch an ID. And the schedules do not show any of them on the air just before 0700 UT, although Placentia VCP supposedly starts later at 0737. But which one was I hearing? Claudio Galas in Chile reminds us of a couple of pirates in his country, which he often hears, but are seldom reported further, least of all from North America, but still worth checking for. I have the impression they are not on the air later in our evenings, at least from the times he logs them. 5810 RCW, which stands for Radio Compañía Worldwide, heard January 1st between 2200 and 2315 with music in English and some international news. And on 5825, Radio Triunfal Evangelica, also January 1st, heard then from 2325 to 2335 with preaching but low modulation. The upper bands were just about dead, but I was scanning them anyway, including out of band, January 4th. At 0253 UT, I came across a surprise big signal on 12360, 20 over 9 in Chinese. It really stood out. Not much on 25 meters itself, except Brazil and Cuba. So it pays to perform full, way-out-of-band scans. And I heard nothing else all the way up to 15 megahertz. Well, it is one of the many listed frequencies as a jammed Sound of Hope channel. Presumably I was hearing CNR1 from China. It went off at 0257. I wish we could know what transmitter site achieved this remarkable reception. There used to be an obvious medium-wave harmonic from Colombia, because it's off-frequency, above 2940 kHz, but I have not run across even a trace of it for some months now. It had been HJNT Radio Huellas in Cali 2 times 1470 plus, such as January 4th at 0232, no trace of it. In fact, it was last reported on August 30th by Brett Slater in Pennsylvania of 2940.11. The schedule at its website indicates it's on the air after 0500 UT, although WRTH says it goes off at 0500. Not clear whether it's supposed to run all night. Anyhow, it had been Columbia's only almost shortwave station. Nothing further about the new ethnic evangelical shortwave we had news of a few weeks ago, supposed to start up last month or last year in eastern Colombia. Although someone thought he heard Al Caravan Radio on 5910 instead of Romania at 0216. I checked January 7th at 0226, and sure enough, nothing could be heard but Romania in Romanian. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. January 3rd at 1336, I was hearing crackle buzz hum from 7330 to 7350 coming out of the transmitter on 7340, which was also degraded in its modulation. The same thing used to happen on 9640 in the mornings, which this frequency replaced, no doubt the same old transmitter. And Wolfgang Büschel heard the same when he checked 7340. It's a 50 kilowatt transmitter, he thinks, not strongly modulated. At 1420 January 3rd, buzz audio tone accompanying, he says, at peaks of 120, 240, 360, 480, and 600 hertz above and below the frequency on either sideband. By the way, after Romania is finished with 5910, the CRI relay via Cuba takes over from 03 until 05, further blocking any chance of hearing Colombia, should it be on the air. Wolfgang Büschel was also monitoring this remotely from Massachusetts at 0429 January 5th, and checked the second harmonic of that, and did see a visible string barely on 11820, which might have been coming from that Kivikon transmitter on 5910. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. At 21 to 2130 UT, the three main frequencies on the air are supposedly carrying three different languages. However, January 5th at 2111, all three were in Creole. That is 15370, which is supposed to be in Portuguese, 15140 in Spanish, and 11880 in Arabic. That's according to the IB schedule, or according to the World Radio TV Handbook in Portuguese, French, and French, respectively. And then on January 7th, I found that all three of them were in choking Arabic. It's not unusual to hear pulse jamming from Cuba on frequencies where there is nothing really to jam, such as 9965. January 8th at 1551, the only reason for Cuban jamming of that frequency was Radio República, when it was running an LCOR transmitter in Costa Rica, remember that? But as of July 2011, we were noting that it was no longer there. The relays via Sackville had already started on 9490, later replaced by Isidon to this day. That's a fine example of jammed once, jammed forever, as Cuba continues to pollute the shortwave bands for no reason whatsoever, not even the evil reason of jamming something. One more Cuban item, to which I might append a standard remark. January 9th at 0646, I had a very good 10 over 9 signal of Havana in English on 12,200 kHz. Yes, another second harmonic, 2 times 6100, which was even stronger. But the harmonic was so strong it could have been mistaken for a fundamental. Other frequencies were still active on the 6 MHz band, but there's no trace of any harmonics from those transmitters. On January 5th, Manuel Mendez in Spain reports on one of his regular stations, Equatorial Guinea, Radio Bata on 5005, except at that point it had been missing for at least 15 days. In fact, the last previous report about that I found from him was dated December 16th at 1645 until off at 1657. They had been on the air also in their mornings, signing on sometime after 05 UT, when we might hear it, if it's on the air. 5005. Ron Yard reports exciting news for the new year on 5050. All India Radio Aizawl, A-I-Z-A-W-L, January 3rd, positive reception. It had been off the air for several years. There was a faint hint of that another station might be there besides the usual Bebu Bay Radio China the day before, so I checked it again on January 3rd. There was a prominent test tone at 11:20, off for a minute, and started the distinctive All India Radio interval signal. 11:30 news, possibly in Hindi, he wasn't sure, but then there was news in English at 11:35. Not very readable due to China on the same frequency. But, he says, wonderful to have this station active once again. Joe's Jacob of DX India replied, thanks for the hint, Ron. I've contacted AIR Aizawl. They are using only 2 kilowatts instead of 10. But the next day they were going to increase power some more. Their daytime frequency is also on the air, 7295, between 07 and 10, while the schedule on 5050 is midnight 25 to 04 and 11:30 to 16:30. And it's also among the many AIR stations streamed from the prasarbharati.gov.in website. However, Ron's further monitoring found AIR 5050 not on the air every day, January 4th and 5th. Checking from 11:30, no results, just China. January 6th, it was back after a 2-day silence. Heard from 11:21 to 11:40 with the identical format as reported originally. But reception not so good. On January 7th, it was certainly off. Checked from 11:30 through 14:04 UT. They must still be adjusting the shortwave transmitter. January 8th, they were active again, heard at 11:35 after another silent period, but very poor reception. News in English at 11:35 for 5 minutes. It improved at 12:20 to 12:25 for another segment in English. It had been a daily 5-minute segment of a press review, but too poor to be sure about that now. And at 12:30, the usual New Delhi audio feed, news in English, parallel to Jaipur on 5040. Yet more news from Ron Howard, this time about Voice of Indonesia, 3325 via Palangkaraya, which was active January 5th, heard from 1312 to 1315, not often with such a good audio level. They were during their Today in History segment, not all of which was correct. For some reason, people may be wanting to hear the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, or Pars Today, during its English broadcast, 1520 to 1620 UT on 7530. It's aimed 105 degrees from the Sir John site. And there's one other English broadcast. Here's more about it from Richard Langley. Checking on the response to killing of General Qasem Soleimani, I tuned into VOI's English language broadcast January 3rd at 1920 on 6040 using the Utrenta software-defined receiver in Netherlands. There was a press conference, may have been live or recorded, with simultaneous English translation in progress at sign-on. The news at 19:30 had extensive coverage of the killing and the response, carrier strong but modulation a bit weak. On the scheduled parallel frequency of 11880, only the carrier could be seen in the waterfall. Carrier strong but modulation a bit weak. Further jump-around changes by 5 kHz or so may be expected Monday, January 13th. But of January 6th, Ron Howard reports these frequencies for Voice of Hope and Voice of the People, or Echo of Hope. VOP from South Korea was on 3910, 3480, 3935, 4450, 6520, 6600. While Echo of Hope, but it's abbreviated VOH to confuse us, was on 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. Via International Vacuum, Internet, MF, HF, VHF, and SHF, World of Radio 2016. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown of Ontario in Florida, who sent a U.S. dollar check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. 7260 is supposed to be a reactivated frequency from Vanuatu, but there's something else there, at least as exotic, Mongolian Radio 3. Ron Howard in California reports on this, January 8th from 0105 to 0130. Thanks to Komatsubara Hiroyuki's posting at Now on the Radio DX, an excellent Japanese DX website, about hearing the program 3 from Mongolia on this frequency in English and Mongolian. Yes, Ron also heard an English education program created by the Voice of America. He could tell it was in English, but mostly unreadable, at this time seem to be a drama or telling a story in 0130 into Mongolian, at least for a while, but the English is scheduled for a full hour, so further monitoring is needed. Ulaanbaatar's sunrise at midnight 40 UT and his sunset at 0107, so this was gray line. Ron then follows up. Mongolian Radio 3's schedule shows the English hour is not on the air daily. It is at 9 to 10 a.m. Their schedule is very detailed to see when the VOA program is actually on. Roger in Germany took a look at the schedule, and quoting part of it apparently in Russian about this English broadcast, and says the VOA program is called Charge of Knowledge. It is on the schedule at 9 to 10 a.m. local or 01 to 02 UT on the following days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. 1 hour earlier on Saturday at 08 to 09 UT, but not shown on Thursday or Sunday. At least that was the pattern over a two-week period between December 30th and January 12th. At 01:29 UT, January 9th, Ron Howard provided the audio streaming link for that English program on the air at that time. All lowercase, www.mnb.mn/live/radio3. Dan Robinson, formerly of VOA, tuned in and said, "This is a thrill, hearing that English language program on 7260 from 0100 via the Novosibirsk SDR on the Kiwi network, moving in to that site. Mild under Holland, which apparently the Dutch are trying to get people to stop using instead of Netherlands, Ivo Ivanov has a new time of Radio Onda ASBL via the Marathon site in the Netherlands as of December 6th. It's from midnight to 17 UT on 5940 with 1 kilowatt and non-directional antenna. It's to Western Europe in Portuguese. It had been scheduled 24 hours. In case you're wondering what in the world is this, as far as I know, this is yet to actually be on the air. I'm not aware of anyone ever actually hearing it, even though they have officially changed their imaginary schedule. Again, that's 5940. Can anyone hear it, at least in Europe, between midnight and 17 UT? Portuguese, I said, it's actually providing Brazilian music to the Europeans. Thanks to a tip directly from Texas Radio Shortwave, I tuned in to their broadcast, UT Sunday, January 5th at 0130 on 4080 USB. Sent my report and, as promised, received an EQSL in return, addressed to me as if I were in Altus, Oklahoma. Close enough. The QSL illustrating the Alamo may be viewed at my QSL gallery via worldofradio.com. Ron Howard reports that Antichrist Pirate, station YHWH, was on a different frequency, January 6th, 7480, instead of 7470, heard around 0215 with his usual diatribe. However, he was back on 7470 when I checked January 8th at 0300. Most of the longer medium-wave beacons I hear in the middle of the night are from Canada, or the U.S., of course. I have heard Cayman Islands, and now I've added another island, Puerto Rico, 391 kilohertz. January 2nd at 0714 UT, I was hearing DDP. I didn't know where that would be till I looked it up. It stands for Dorado, Puerto Rico, near San Juan. It's running 1,000 watts, and probably my most distant beacon so far, at 3,676 kilometers. I've checked almost every day this year, and if I'm not mistaken, there's been no signal at all in 2020 from Spain's North American frequency, 9690. During our afternoons, sometimes into the evenings, and sometimes on the weekends, it had been on the air before noon over here. The other three frequencies, three transmitters, are usually on and audible when they're supposed to be, 12030, 11940, and 11685. Not unusual for one of their transmitters to be down, but too bad it's the one for North America. Let's hope it's not a permanent deletion. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says, on January 5th, I got a message from Bent Dalhammar today telling me that Ole Alm passed away December 21st. He'd been quite ill since the beginning of last year. Our little DX community is decimated, as a lot of us have reached a critical age. Many tributes to Ole Alm have followed in the World of Radio IO group. He was a very valued contributor to the World Radio TV Handbook, among other things, and covering true transmitter sites in the Soviet Union. In the ADX group, Wolfgang Büschel provides a brief autobiography. Ole Alm revealed a few years ago he was born in 1942 in southeastern Sweden. Military duty in 1961, 1962, university studies in electronic engineering. 1969, he began working as a technical examiner at the Swedish Patent Office in Stockholm, mainly translating patent specifications from German or English into Swedish. He said, "I'm unmarried, with no family of my own, no children. I've always preferred to stay alone." He retired in 2008 at the age of 66. Leo Varmaleo in Moldova says of Ole Alm, "A true broadcasting guru, a very understanding person, a gray eminence behind the curtain, an irretrievable bereavement for the entire community. R.I.P. mate, see you on the other side one day, in loving memory, Leo." Alan Rowe in England reports, "The voice of Turkey's letterbox program was heard unexpectedly Wednesday, 8 January at 1930 on 6050, a different, newer edition to that which was aired on Saturday, 4 January, further monitoring required to determine if this was a one-off midweek airing or something new and permanent. A later broadcast to North America is at 23 UT on 5960. It's quite irregular, sometimes coming on the air late or not on the air at all, or on other occasions failing to turn the transmitter off when it's over, but staying on 5960 with a German broadcast at midnight UT, which is not supposed to be on the air at all. This happened again on January 9th. It's back, the single letter beacon A on 2097.3 kHz CW, heard January 7th at 0728 UT with Dida once every decasecond. Also heard the next night, January 8th at 0220. I've been tuning across this frequency in band scans almost every night, but it was last reported by Steve Zimmerman, Wisconsin, on August 20th. It had been so regularly that I did not always log it, but I had noted by August 11th that it was no longer to be heard. Last time I heard it was August 3rd. Originally it was thought to be in Quartzsite, Arizona, but then that was denied. Yet it is presumably somewhere in the southwestern USA. I ran across some more activity on 8152 USB, previously heard with a net in the local afternoon, but now in the morning, January 3rd at 1343. This was hosted by coastal station KNC, and also heard another one, KPK, at 1345. They were contacting yachters in the Atlantic, apparently, with marine weather available. I found the website about it. It's the SSCA, Transatlantic Cruisers Net, supposedly operating during prime crossing seasons of mid-April through early July and mid-October through Christmas, but this was beyond Christmas. KPK is actually Glenn Tuttle in Punta Gorda, Florida, and KNC is Dick Giddings in Dover, North Carolina. The morning frequency, according to their website, starting at 1215 UT, is supposed to be 8104, but I was hearing them on 8152. Surprised to see a report that someone had heard New York Radio Volmet flight weather back on the air as of January 2nd on 10051 USB, frequency shared with Gander, which remains on the air, but New York Radio went off about a sesquiyear ago and was not expected to return. I've checked numerous times on this and other frequencies and have heard nothing but Gander during its 2 10-minute-per-hour broadcast, starting at 20 and 50 minutes past. The other ones are 13270, 6604, and 3485. Our new World of Radio time on WRMI was heard not only January 1st, but Wednesday, January 8th, at 21 UT on 7780, so maybe we're there to stay for a while. The first broadcast on WRMI Friday at 23 UT the past couple of weeks had always been jammed at the beginning, but gradually abating until recently. The jamming has been continuing. Your recommended best chance to hear World of Radio when it's fresh is when it's on three frequencies from WRMI, Friday evening, UT Saturday at 0130, on 5010, 5850 and 7780, all three in quite different directions. Also a reminder that our WBCQ time is Wednesday at 22 UT plus 20 seconds. That frequency has been drifting upwards, measured on January 8th at 7490.25. But not a problem as long as there is no co-channel interference, although China is scheduled there, we're not hearing any sign of it. Bill Chilford of another WBCQ program from the Isle of Music and Uncle Bill's Melting Pot says, I'm pleased to inform you that starting February 2nd, a new program, Radio Free Chicago, will fill the open space between UBMP and Harry Shearer's Le Show on Sundays on WBCQ The Planet 7490 at 2330 to 24 UT, or 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern. A joint production of Hard Lens Media and Tilford, Radio Free Chicago will be an eclectic combination of current affairs, weird history, and mostly Chicago-based cultural segments of interest to listeners worldwide. Multiple regulars and guests create a continuous entertaining program block between Marion's Attic, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, Radio Free Chicago, and Le Show. That is from 22 UT Sunday to 01 UT Monday, not to mention another hour until 02, encore classical music from Radio Tumbril. WEWN has had a lot of problems with its 5970 Spanish transmitter. It was off the air for several nights, but then January 3rd at 05:15 it was back, but with a slight problem. The carrier would cut off the air 84 times a minute like clockwork. How did they do that? In CIDX Messenger, medium wave editor Nigel Pimlet remarks, down in the USA, some interesting numbers show that religion has become the second most popular format, now heard on 2,040 stations, AM and FM, behind only country music with 2,199. The biggest decline was in sports stations, 23 fewer using that format than a year earlier. Artie Bigley forwards a number of stories about the PIRATE Act. For instance, from Radio Inc., January 8th, pirate ops are one signature away from facing bigger fines and stronger penalties. The Senate passed the Protecting Intellectual Rights Against Theft and Expropriation Pirate Act, giving the FCC expanded tools to fight unauthorized radio broadcasters. If the president signs the bill, the FCC will have additional help it had been seeking for years to crack down on pirates. It involves increasing fines for pirate operations from $10,000 per violation to $100,000 per day per violation, up to a maximum of $2 million. It was unanimously passed by the House in last February. The president is expected to sign the bill into law. Quite a tempest has arisen over a decision by the SDR.HU network of web receivers to allow access to them only to those possessing a ham radio license, as first pointed out by David Koenig. However, there are other portals which still allow everyone to use them, or you may still reach remote receivers directly. From ARRL via Paul Dobosch, MARE, climate scientist David Archibald speculates the solar cycle 24-25 minimum could occur as late as March 2021, and solar cycle 25 maximum might not happen until 2027. The short-term propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 6th. Unsettled active levels expected January 14th and 15th, with A and K indices peaking at 12 and 4, otherwise 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 for the rest of January. Solar flux 72 except for a descent to 70 between January 13th and 24th. And that's World of Radio 2016. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week with a standard disclaimer.